Miller, are you ready to go on the hot seat? We need answers in 30 seconds or less.
Let's do it.
Brandon asks, do you think the Jets' main priority in the draft is outside linebacker or quarterback?
I think it's outside linebacker, kind of like I know it's going to be a hot topic for you guys from now until the draft, but I think that outside linebacker is more of a priority, and some of that speaks to this quarterback class. If Winston and Mariota are gone, you can eliminate quarterback as a need, but there's no guarantee that the Jets like Mariota. I think he's, you know, he's kind of a player you either like or don't like because he is a bit of a system player. There's a time that's going to take to develop him, so just because he's a quarterback and some teams like him doesn't mean the Jets should be forced into taking him at six.
The QB rating, asks Matt Miller, can McKinney transition to outside linebacker in a base 3-4, or is he primarily suited for the inside?
I think he's primarily suited to the inside. I think this comes up because he has been used as a pass rusher. He did work in some D-line drills at his pro day. I don't see that ability to bend the edge from him well enough for him to be a 3-4 outside linebacker. Whereas if he plays inside, you could still use him as a blitzer, attack the A-gaps, get interior pressure. So I think he's a better fit on the inside where he doesn't have to run as much and isn't asked to change direction as often.
Israel wants to know, since the Jets have been so active in free agency, as Mike Maccagnan told us he would be, could you see this team now trade down to get a defensive lineman and a running back, maybe move back in that first round?
You know, I think anything's possible at this point in terms of the trade back. If you could get a blue chip player at number six, you have to pull the trigger, unless someone's, you know, trying to give you a St. Louis to Washington type trade to give up multiple first round picks. I would stay at six, add a super talented player, and then look to the running back position. It's a great year for running backs. You could get a player in round three who could be a contributor. So I wouldn't be panicking or forced into taking any position in round one.
Joshua wants to know, Matt, if the Jets look towards a later round quarterback prospect, who gives them the best value?
Later round quarterbacks is kind of a mixed bag this year. I would probably look at someone like Sean Mannion from Oregon State, who a tall guy, you know, throws the ball pretty well. He needs to get stronger, and he needs to work on his mechanics. Played a lot in the shotgun, but I think a lot of his issues are coachable, at least, whereas some of the other quarterbacks just have a deficiency in terms of strength or agility or size. Mannion is going to give you more to work with, so he would be my late-round quarterback that I would want to work with.